I wanted to see if I could find the value of absolute zero for myself experimentally. I'm sure you know what absolute zero is, but just to recap, you can take something and you can heat it up as much as you like. You can keep going, getting hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter indefinitely. That's not true in the opposite direction. If you keep cooling something down, eventually you'll reach a limit. You can't go any colder than that. That's because temperature is a function of thermal energy. And thermal energy is just like how much of the atoms and molecules inside something jiggling around. So the more the atoms and molecules are jiggling around, the hotter the thing is. And the less they're jiggling around, the colder the thing is. And so if you keep cooling something down, you eventually get to the point where those atoms and molecules aren't jiggling anymore. The point I'm trying to make is there's no such thing as negative jiggle. It's called absolute zero because of the Kelvin scale. And by definition, on the Kelvin scale, zero is the coldest possible thing. So in some sense, I don't need to find the value of absolute zero because it's zero on the Kelvin scale. The question really is, what's the value of absolute zero on the centigrade scale or the Fahrenheit scale? Not the Fahrenheit scale, that's stupid, but on the centigrade scale, what's the value of absolute zero? Or to switch it around, you could say, what is the value of the freezing point of water at atmospheric pressure on the Kelvin scale? In other words, we're trying to link these two scales to find out what absolute zero really means in terms of what we already understand. A degree on the Kelvin scale and a degree on the Celsius scale are the same size. It's just the zeros on those two scales are in different places. By the way, apologies if I keep switching between Celsius and centigrade. They mean the same thing. Centigrade's just an older word that people don't use anymore, but I keep using it because I'm an asshole. Interesting word origin, by the way. Centigrade. So centi means 100, and there are 100 gradations between the freezing point of water and the boiling point of water, which is right. The freezing point is zero and the boiling point is 100. So how are we going to find absolute zero experimentally? You may have heard of this equation, PV equals nRT. It's the ideal gas law, where P is pressure, V is volume, N is how much gas there is, R is a constant, and T is temperature. Let's decide in our experiment that the amount of gas is going to stay the same. We're not going to let any in or let any out. So N is constant as well. And let's design our experiment so the pressure stays the same. So P is constant. Let's rearrange this equation by dividing both sides by P. We've now got V equals nRT divided by P. And because nR and P are all constant by design of